Yeah, so those that are new to the story, we're called Borealis Mining. We own the Borealis Mine. We bought that fully permitted, historical heap leach producer with all infrastructure in place. So we started fully mining about the last week of January. And by fully mining, I mean blasting, hauling rock, putting it on the heap leach pad, running it through the crusher, treating it with cyanide, the entire heap leaching process. So that's been ongoing now for about 2.5, 3 months. We should get the project advanced to a detailed enough state that we would be not only in a potential construction decision, but it will also support all of our permitting works in order for us to be able to build this thing at some point in hopefully the very near future. You always kind of want a pipeline. So right now our premier asset is the mine site. Should be cash flow generating, if not this quarter, then hopefully next. And we'll be making money for us. And what we plan to do is use those proceeds to grow, just like you said, Andy.
Kelly Malcolm, Borealis Mining. Good afternoon to you, my friend, or good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning and good afternoon. I'm wonderful, thanks. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. You just had some news hit the wire about Sandman. Let's jump in there and just start telling me about it. What did you put out?
Sure. So about 6 weeks ago now, we put out our PEA, which was an update to a 2023 study. And the rationale there was update commodity pricing, but also update cost inputs. That study kind of blew our expectations beyond what we were originally anticipating and immediately forced us, or we immediately wanted to advance the project as fast as possible based on those results towards a production decision. So we've spent the last couple weeks to month going through different contracts and bids to pick an engineering firm who will lead the advancement of the asset. They also joined forces with another well-known group. So the lead's going to be a group called M3, and then Respec out of Reno, who does a lot of Nevada projects, is the second on the study. And between the two of them, we should get the project advanced to a detailed enough state that we would be not only in a potential construction decision, but it will also support all of our permitting works in order for us to be able to build this thing at some point in hopefully the very near future.
Okay, yeah, give me if you can, and you might not be able to, or and maybe it's a bad idea too, just because there's always something that can go wrong. But can you give me specific time frames walking me through that? I mean, give me that.
So we have generalized ideas, Andy. We're doing our kickoff call actually today, later on, that will kind of really solidify some of those numbers. What we've proposed or what we'd like to see is, first blush, the first thing that gets done is detailed engineering works, although they will be modified towards the end of this program or end of this study. But we'll be able to apply for our permits with the layouts of everything in hand. So that's layouts of heap leach pads, ponds, infrastructure, pits, how big the pits are going to be, the extent in which disturbance will occur. But that'll be enough for us to at least get our draft. Sorry, there's my dog in the background. At least get our drafts in. And that hopefully will happen the beginning of the second half of 2026. And again, we'll have a better handle on that soon, but that is what we've proposed and anticipate that it could be real. We expect that all of this work will be completed in March or so of 2027. So it's about a year to get all this work done. The big lead, our long lead items, are metallurgy. So what you do for heap leach metallurgy, in contrast with kind of the orogenic stuff where you just mill it and within a couple weeks, you have your full recovery answer. For heap leach, you do these things called column leach tests. So you crush your mineralization of different geology, different oxidation states, sulfide content, et cetera, to various crush sizes. So in our case, we'll do between 30 and 50 of these different studies, testing different domains, duplicating them. You put them in these tubes, and then you slowly drip cyanide and mimic what a heap leach pad would do. And they take 4 to 6 months to get a really good representative picture. So that's kind of the longest lead thing that will occur. as well as hydrogeology studies. So understanding of the exact nature of the water table, groundwater conditions, inflows, outflows, all that very important stuff, but not necessarily the most fun stuff to work on. And the other longer item, not even that long, but geotechnical works. So really get a handle on what these pits are going to look like, how steep the walls can go, what our access ramp angles can be, where the potential points of failure are. So all things that you need to know going into a mining construction decision. So those are kind of the longer ones. The fun ones certainly are metallurgy is fun. I think you can learn a whole lot about a deposit, but the mine design will be a lot of fun. We'll likely do an upgrade or update to our resource statement that was done in 2021 last time. And we'll do some drilling to convert some of the existing inferred ounces into indicated, and also to ideally and potentially expand the existing deposits and have a bigger mine and a bigger mine plan.
That's music to my ears. But with all of that, you said long. It doesn't seem long at all to me. This is all seems like very fast tracked. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I love the aggression. And this just seems like there's just going to be a lot of news flow here coming out in the next, if not weeks, months, going through the rest of the year.
We'll definitely have a lot of action. This isn't that timeline doesn't get us permits in hand, Andy. That gets us the complete data set, just as a
Just
caveat.
for clarity, sure.
Clarity there. So please don't expect it happens in March. But all that stuff will be in place. We'll have our baseline works on the go. That's another thing we announced kind of further down in the study. We've engaged a group to help us advance all the requisite stuff that we need to get done. But I'm excited. The group that we bought this from is excited. My shareholders are excited. The board's excited. We're excited, Andy. We got smiles on our faces for a reason.
Yeah, and you're easy to talk to, as it usually happens when somebody's excited and there's a lot of great energy. So to all of those viewers that don't know, and I just talk a little bit about, you guys are already pouring processing gold. Talk about that and what you got going on. You're already starting the cash flow.
Yeah, so those that are new to the story, we're called Borealis Mining. We own the Borealis mine. We bought that fully permitted, historical heap leach producer with all infrastructure in place. So we started fully mining about the last week of January. And by fully mining, I mean blasting, hauling rock, putting it on the heap leach pad, running it through the crusher, treating it with cyanide, the entire heap leaching process. So that's been ongoing now for about 2.5, 3 months, and going very, very well, moving a whole lot of rock. And yeah, it's again so exciting. We're fully mining. We haven't provided guidance yet to the market. I anticipate we'll be able to be in a position to do that for our fiscal 2027, which begins August 1st. Right now we're going into our fourth quarter of our fiscal year. It's quite annoying, actually. But it's what it is. And Sandman is our development asset that we bought in March of last year, so a little over a year ago.
Yeah. So you have I guess you're producing gold now, and I remember talking to you when that really started to hit, or when it first hit, and you were very happy and excited then. It's like the comment, and I paraphrase, was, "Yeah, we actually have trucks here moving stuff, and this is what we do." And it was a really great achievement for the company.
Without like bar none, yeah, one of my certainly greatest career achievements was getting that all put together, and kudos to our team who have been working night and day, and I think pulled it off quite successfully. Obviously, the proof is in the pudding, but the pudding is coming soon, Andy. So hang on.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, again, it doesn't sound like you will be having a lot of news come out about all of this, everything that we discussed. If you could work me through just really the plan, if that's the plan, that's fine, but just clarity, really the plan and what I'm trying to get at, really the plan for growth, and I'm that anything you can talk about.
Yeah, sure. No
Yeah.
problem. So, I You always kind of want a pipeline. So our right now, our premier asset is the mine site. It's should be cash flow generating. If not this quarter, then hopefully next. And we'll be making money for us. And what we plan to do is use those proceeds to grow, just like you said, Andy. Right now, our main development asset is Sandman. So the idea is, sorry, one moment. Borealis mine cash flows. And we utilize that cash to then develop Sandman, work on our exploration asset called Big Balls. And what I'm hoping we can do is get another asset or two or three or four, or see how the market plays out and how the M&A potential strategy works out and fill those gaps. So we've got Borealis, Sandman, maybe kind of end of 27, 2028 kind of build. If we could fit something in there, that'd be wonderful. If we can get something that can come in after that Sandman build out, that would also be really good. We're active. I've got a sunburn. We can't sunburn for a reason. We've been out looking at projects regularly. And there's still some really great opportunities out there in terms of growth and looking to do it as in as the least dilutive way possible, while also weighing. So there's, I get a question that pops up from some pretty smart investors like Kelly, what do you do it now? Your share price is not where it should be. We're trading at a buck 40 Canadian or so today.
I think that's a great price, but what do I know? Go ahead.
It's oh yeah, we're $200 million Canadian. I can look at comps where I would say we should be higher, but again, the market's the market and I can't control that. And some of them are like, why don't you wait until you have your development pipeline all cash flowing? You're going to be much higher when you're producing gold from two projects. And then others that say, let's go, let's build it, let's get this M&A machine rolling. So we're weighing both of those ideas out, growth now versus growth later, dilution, more a little more dilution now for a little more growth down the line. We've got a pretty smart group around us, so we'll do what we think makes the most sense for shareholders, of which we all are very large shareholders of the
Yeah,
company.
you got a lot of skin in the game, don't you?
I've got 4.3 million shares worth of skin in the game, so I really care what happens to the stock. So
Right, you're
yes, we're
one.
actively evaluating opportunities.
Yeah, fantastic. Kelly, if oh, by the way, you're going to be in Atlanta to all my viewers in Atlanta. Please say hello to Kelly and book a meeting with him. Kelly's also just off on the record, and we spent some time together offsite and meeting in Toronto and that sort of thing, and in Atlanta. Kelly is one of the, not only is he extremely sharp and cares for his shareholders, he's one of the most gracious people you guys are going to meet. So definitely say hello and definitely make some time for Kelly if you're here in Atlanta. Kelly, people want to trade you, they want to do more due diligence, they want to invest in you. How do they do that? What's your website? What exchanges are you traded on, and what are your ticker symbols?
BorealisMining.com, BOGO, BOGO on the TSXV, BORM like Mary, F like Frank, BORMF on the OTCQB. And if you're overseas, L4B0.
Well done.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Well done. All right. Well, I'll put all of that in the show notes below on both YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Kelly, it's always a pleasure. Looking forward to see you in Atlanta. And yeah, I'm very looking forward to seeing you and learning more. So
Can't wait. Excited for the conference. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
take care.
Thank you.